It's time for Squawk Talk, talking business to business. Squawk Talk highlights business and business owners in the Atlanta area. Squawk Talk is brought to you by Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration.
Well, good afternoon. We're broadcasting live from the Eagle's Nest in the heart of Atlanta. Welcome to Squawk Talk, where we talk business to business. I'm your host, Kate Skirmerhorn with Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration. Joining me in the studio today is a great group of guests dealing in some aspect of the home or property management or home fix-it, if you will. With us in the studio today is Scott Jacquet with Crown Realty.
Crown Realty and Management.
Crown Realty and Management. And David Garrison from OFL Preservation. On the tongue tied on both of those. We're going to start off the show today with Scott Jacquet from Crown Realty and Management. Scott, give us a little rundown of what exactly Crown Realty Management does, and maybe a little bit about what you do for the company.
Great. Well, thank you, Kate, for having me on today. Crown Realty Management's been a property management company here in the Metro Atlanta area for over 30 years. We focus on leasing and managing homes for owner clients as well as investors. We rent houses. We also do lease purchases. And we also help investors inquire about and acquisition properties as well. So we've done that for over 30 years and have a great reputation in town. We're members of NARPM, which is the National Association of Residential Property Managers. Our broker is a master property manager, which is a high designation, the highest designation you can have in NARPM world. And our company as a whole is a certified residential management company, which is a very sought-after designation that NARPM gives out. And there are only a few here in the state of Georgia. So basically means we've been around a long time in the business world and professional management in Georgia, and we're very proud of that.
Very good. Now, I know you mentioned the certified property management. I'm going to speak to that for just a little bit because
sure.
That is a big deal, and there's not that many companies that have attained that certification. Talk to us a little bit about, I know there's a lot of education and a lot of certification that goes into that. Can you speak to a little bit about what all is involved that really sets that apart? I really want to bring some attention to that because that is our big deal.
Sure, it is. NARPM sets these designations, and you basically have to go through a lot of training, a lot of education related to our industry in order to achieve those certifications. You have to be in business for a certain amount of time. You have to go through certain audits and whatnot. So it really is a designation that kind of sets Crown apart from a lot of our competition in the metro area. And that's real important. When an owner is investigating on who to go with in terms of who's going to rent my house and who's going to manage that property for them, it's a very important decision. Mm-hmm. So, that's one of the things that sets us apart is to go with a management company that knows what they're doing, that has all the documents in place, that I've seen everything under the sun in terms of property management. So that experience alone is worth it for an owner to investigate on professional management companies because, these days there are a lot of companies out there that are going through their learning curves. So Crown has already been through that. We've been in business for 30 years, and gosh, it probably took us 10 years to figure things out. And, since then we've kind of gotten to the point where, we feel comfortable and our reputation, stands for that. So
certainly. Well, certainly in the housing market, there's been a lot of ups and downs. And since 2008, there's been a big
sure.
change. And there's been a lot of people who have been maybe reluctant, come into that reluctant landlord. They got upside down in their home and they had to do something. Talk to us about how Crown can help that person that now they're in this home, but they've gotten out of it, but they found themselves to be landlords. They don't know how to be landlords. So why would somebody use the services of Crown, and what can Crown do for that kind of person?
You know what, Kate? That represents about 90% of our client base is what we call an accidental landlord. So most of our clients, which is a good thing about Crown, we don't manage one particular portfolio for a big investment group, right? We have a lot of different individual owners that aren't investors. So whether they couldn't sell their house or they had to move away suddenly and, we need to put the house on the market for rent, that's most of our clients. So with that respect, it gives us a sense of respect for that owner and knowing that this is not what they wanted to do, but they had to go down this route for various circumstances. So it really puts us in the mindset of, what would we do, if this was our house? So that really kind of stems from what we do to serve our clients. And it really sets us apart because we understand that not every owner, most of our owners, in fact, are not investors, and they're just regular owners that just had to manage the house for other various reasons. So you have to be that way in order to be successful. You have to, you know, think about that kind of stuff in order for, you know, mm-hmm. owners to believe in you and realize that you're managing their assets.
Right. Well, and somebody who's maybe think, well, I can manage it myself. How hard can it be? What are some of those things that really that person that's not the professional property management company, what are some of those pitfalls that they fall into that they don't realize that they're heading towards?
You know, most owners don't understand the law. They don't understand it. They think that, you know, they can do certain things when they really can't. You know, Georgia is pretty strict in terms of, you know, the Landlord-Tenant Act and whatnot. So you have to do things the right way. You have to have contracts that allow you the ability to do things the right way, because otherwise you can get yourself in a lot of trouble, you know, if you don't do things right. The tenants are protected by the Landlord-Tenant Act. And there are certain things out there that people do that they shouldn't be doing. So it's one of the things that owners will come to us for is because they're just afraid to do it themselves. Mm-hmm. They think they might have the ability to do it, but they don't want to deal with it. It's very time consuming. It's very laborious. It's, you know, dealing with maintenance and handling, you know, phone calls at 11 o'clock at night, my toilet's clogged, that kind of thing. But aside from the maintenance is the handling of the funds, the security deposit, the move-in and move-out inspection, you know, and getting the house rented, you know, is a big part of it. And, you know, Crown prides itself on renting houses pretty quickly. I mean, our average time in the market is probably right around less than 30 days right now. So we rent homes quickly, and we do it very professional, and we do it by the book.
That's very good. And that's actually a big deal for homeowners, because the longer that property sits vacant, the less the more money they're losing every day.
That's right. We actually have a 30-day lease guarantee that we will guarantee an approved applicant within the first 30 days of the home being rent ready. And we define that a little clearly in our documents. But basically, we're pretty confident in our marketing ability. You know, one of the things that kind of sets Crown apart from a lot of other management companies is we will actually list it in the multiple listing mm-hmm. service. We use FMLS, mm-hmm. and we pay other agents to help us broker deals. So, in fact, about half of our inventory is leased by another agent. So that really gives us an advantage, because not only is an owner tapping into Crown and our marketing resources, but the hundreds of agents that are out there helping us. Right,
yeah.
Regular real estate agents that are out there helping us rent houses. You know, so that's a big deal.
Well, and that is a big deal. We're listening first to Scott Jacquet from Crown Realty and Management. Scott, when you talk about other realtors, there's the housing market is very fast these days. There's a lot of people that are selling their houses a lot quicker, and they don't realize that they have to go somewhere. And so I think having the benefit of a realtor being able to say, look, you can rent this house mm-hmm. till we find you that other house, or while you're now, some cases these days, building the house, I think is a big benefit. Talk to us a little bit about where a lot of your properties are in the metro area, maybe even some of your price points and average
right.
that you're targeting.
Sure. I mean, we service all of metro Atlanta, north, south, east, and west. So a lot of the houses are predominantly in the northern area, but we do service east, west, and south Atlanta. So our price range in terms of average rent range is about $1,350, but we do manage properties from anywhere from that $850, $900 range all the way up to over $2,000. So we've got a lot of houses that are, you know, in areas that will suffice a rent of $2,500. So, but our average rent is about $1,300 or so. That seems to be our sweet spot, that kind of $1,100 to $1,400 range.
Yeah. So if somebody is become that reluctant landlord, what are some of the things that you have to educate them to pull away from to say, let us do our job? How many times do the homeowners are wanting to step in and say, oh, well, I can do that, when it's really your job, what they're paying you to do?
You know, it's usually when it's involved with maintenance. You know, a lot of owners think that they can do it themselves, and many of them can. But the fact of the matter is that there are certain liabilities and risks that are involved when a tenant is living in their home and someone enters into that home to perform a maintenance request, whether it's to fix a leaky faucet or unclog a toilet. The liability is on the landlord to, you know, send in the right people that are licensed, bonded, insured, so that they get in and get out and do what they need to do, fix it in a timely manner. And also, if there's something that does go wrong, you know, who's responsible? Well, if the owner sends someone in, they're responsible. Right. And a lot of times they don't understand that. So, you know, Crown takes the responsibility away from that owner when a tenant is occupying a home to send in people that we've screened. We've measured, we've interviewed, we've had all their documents on file. And that's really important because ultimately it's Crown, who is the landlord on the lease agreement, responsible for that. You know, and a lot of owners just really don't get that part. They would just want to save a buck or two, you know, to get it done themselves. And they hire a contractor and you know, who knows where they came from or how credible they are or
don't
whatnot.
Have the right insurance.
Don't have the right insurance.
The tenant gets injured on their equipment.
That's right. It's a really big deal that a lot of people just don't understand. You know, so we pride ourselves on the maintenance side of it. And from a tenant's perspective, that's really important because the reason why tenants stay in a house is, you know, because they feel comfortable not only living there, but they also feel comfortable with their manager and landlord that's going to take care of the problems. It's going to take care of the issues. We send out surveys to kind of measure these sort of things. Once we have a maintenance vendor handle a request, we send a follow-up survey. And 85% of our tenants give us an excellent rating on maintenance, mm-hmm. which means that the guy showed up on time. He was respectful. He was responsible. He fixed it, cleaned up after himself, and, you know, went about his way. So 85% give us that excellent rating. 10% give us a, you know, we're satisfied with it. You know, and even on the 5% that we didn't do such a good job, we follow up on those and make sure that, you know, we do a good job mm-hmm. the next time out.
Sure.
So it's a very, very important thing for us.
Okay, well, let's switch gears a little bit. We've talked a lot about with the homeowners and what you can do with the homeowners. You mentioned you have a 30-day guarantee for the leasing. Obviously, there's some screening and for the tenants. What kind of things do you look for to help place tenants, and what kind of things can tenants do to become good tenants for you?
Well, in terms of our screening process, you know, obviously we verify credit. We look at income, rental history. We look at past residency history as well. We want to make sure that they've paid their, you know, on time, you know, certainly. Credit is a big deal. You know, obviously, if people are paying attention to their credit, they, you know, generally are going to be good tenants. That's not always the case, of course, but, you know, we generally look at that information to screen our tenants. We rule out about, through that process, eliminate about 50%. So we really are protected of our standards of what the owner is looking for, and we set that standard and abide by it.
Okay. And in terms of what kind of things can the tenants, once you've screened them and they say, okay, now you're mm-hmm. going to be, what kind of things can tenants do to be good tenants in the homes?
You know, one of the things that Crown is a little different than most management companies. In fact, I don't know any other management companies in town with the exception of one. We're members of the credit bureau. So a tenant can actually improve his credit score by paying his rent on time. Mm-hmm. We report every month to the credit bureau on how they pay rent. So that can affect them in a positive way. We try to do preventative maintenance measures with the owners to take care of the little things. I mean, obviously, we know that, you know, tenants can sometimes, you know, especially coming from the apartment industry where there's a handyman on site
right.
and a closet full of supplies, right, that are there to fix things easily within walking distance. Well, we're managing single family homes and townhomes all throughout metro Atlanta. So all of our houses are different. There's not one that's exactly the same. So we try to take care of the smaller maintenance, cosmetic items, you know, with the tenant. We give them options. We do as much as we can to, you know, to make them feel happy because we want them to stay as long as they can, you know, and our average tenant stays about 2.5 years.
That's fantastic. Now, tell us a little bit about how Crown markets themselves to reach those homeowners. You talked a little bit about it earlier and with your MLS, but what other kind of things does Crown do to help market themselves to reach those homeowners?
Well, you know, a lot of it is our reputation, to be honest with you. We've been around for so long, and 30 years in Atlanta, we've kind of built our reputation and get a lot of owners referred to us. In fact, about 25% of our business comes from, you know, people referred to us, whether it was another real estate agent that referred us as their preferred property manager or word of mouth, or we've helped their neighbor or something like that, saw a sign in the yard. And when you manage 1,000 properties, you know, for this long, you kind of have that reputation. So that's how a lot of it comes. Mm-hmm. The other, obviously, is our website. We have a brand new website, but even so, before that, new version of the website, we you know, we do a lot with you know, Google and SEO and to promote ourselves. Mm-hmm. And when people find us, they usually stay on our website, which is really good because there's a lot of valuable information on there. Mm-hmm. For owners and tenants alike to find. Our investors find us on our website and they contact us, and that's where we get a lot of our information from.
Okay. Now, you mentioned you work with a lot of those single homeowners, those reluctant landlords, but you also do work a little bit with investors too. Talk to us a little bit about what you do with investors.
Absolutely. You know, we've kind of gone through the roller coaster of investments over the last few years. You know, before the market crash in 2008, there were different kind of investors. You know, there were investors out of California, for example, that were pulling money together and buying houses for owners, and we'd manage those. And then when the market crashed, the investment market went away. You know, so back in 2 years ago, I think they started to come back. You know, and the big institutional investors, we all probably know who they are, came in and gobbled up a lot of the inventory that was out there. You know, all the foreclosure markets. I've been with them on the courthouse steps. That's an experience that I'll never forget. It was quite fun. But a lot of those big investment groups came in, set up shop, and are kind of doing it on their own. So we were involved in that on the acquisition side and on the management side. So they kind of came and went. And then there's a lot of other investment groups out there that are smaller that are picking up and maybe had 100 or so properties that put placed with another management company, you know, that we're seeing those guys kind of come to us and say, hey, we need help. We're not happy with our service, or, you know, we realize that maybe we made a mistake in management and we'd like to come to you guys to help us out, get us out of a hole. We've done that for a couple of investors as well. So the market has changed and Crown has changed along with it, you know.
Yeah. We're listening to Scott Jacquet from Crown Realty Management. Scott, for our listening audience, how would they go about getting some more information about you and finding a little bit more information about Crown?
Great. You can visit our website at crowngeorgia.com. That's crowngeorgiaspelledout.com, or reach us by phone at 770-998-9300.
Great. Thank you, Scott, for being on the show.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Our next guest on the show is David Garrison from OFL Preservation. Welcome, David.
Thank you.
Start us off telling us a little bit about what is OFL Preservation.
Well, we're a company that takes care of bank-owned and investor-owned properties, REO properties. We take care of them after they've been abandoned or left, you know, sitting for a long time. We go out and we clean them, get the grass cut, get them looking presentable for the banks to get ready to sell. We also do maintenance and rehabs for rental properties and different other investors too.
Okay. And so if some house has been sitting a while, as just like a vehicle that sits for a while, it doesn't do well. Houses that sit for a while just don't do well. What kinds of things when you go into the house are you typically finding that it's the most common things that need help?
The biggest thing mostly is usually the yard, because that's the first thing you see from the curb, and that's the thing that the county is usually on them about. So we need to make sure that we get the front yards taken care of, and usually broken windows also.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you working with realtors that are trying to sell houses, or for example, like with Crown, who is trying to rent the houses?
Well, we do both. We work for realtors and for investors both, and rental property management companies. It just depends on, you know, what you need.
Sure. Okay. And so what kind of coverage area do you have is a big area in Atlanta? Do you cover all of Atlanta?
We take about a 50-mile radius all the way around Atlanta. So we cover, you know, a pretty good area. There's one of our things that we like to tell our customers is, you know, we don't say no. If you got something, ask us. We'll probably go do it.
Find a way to do it. Mm-hmm. and are your guys are going out on site, and are they doing some evaluation of what's going on inside and out and making like a punch list, if you will, or your clients typically saying, here's our punch list and go do it?
They usually give us a list of what they want. While we're at the helm, though, if there's something that we see that, like, there might be a water leak or something that pops up, you know, we get their attention and let them know about it, and we'll get the taken care of that way usually. But they usually do have a list of specific things that they want done.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of services that are done in the home require licensing. Are your Is your company licensed to do those things, or do you contract those out with, say, like a plumber or an HVAC, for example? I know those require state licenses.
Right, yeah. We have contractors that do most of our work. The only thing that we are, or that I'm personally licensed in, is mold remediation, okay. And that's something that we do ourselves.
Okay. And you do inspections for those as well? If the homeowner says, I kind of smell something, but I don't really see it, is that a service that you also provide?
Yes, we can do inspections, remediation, removal, cleanups, pretty much everything that has to do with mold.
Okay. Now, do you also provide, like, I've often spoken with home inspectors as they're trying to buy a house. Is that part of your service in terms of actually providing a home inspection, like going through and say, well, this is working and this isn't working? Or is that something you would take the list from the home inspector and say, okay, here's what we can fix?
Yeah, I believe you have to have a certain license to actually be a home inspector, and that's mm-hmm. not something that we have. But we can take a list from a home inspector, and we can complete the list for them and make sure that the home is in condition that they're looking for.
Okay. And OFL is your company. OFL Preservation is your company?
Yeah, I'm a partner in the company.
All right. Tell us a little bit about how you got started.
Well, I got started in the property preservation business probably when I was about 15 years old. Working for my godfather, he had a couple properties and just little things. I got back into the business when actually, I know this is bad, but when the market went down, this business actually went up because of so many foreclosed homes.
Yeah.
So that's when I got back into the business. And I'd gotten with OFL Preservation. They asked me to come in and take over the field. So I've probably been with them only for about 5 months now. Our company itself has been in business for about 4 years.
Okay. We're listening to David Garrison from OFL Preservation. David, tell us a little bit now, if you're working a lot with the foreclosed homes and distressed homes, trying to get them fixed up, do you also help the homeowner say, look, I've just got these big projects and I don't know how to finish them and there's things that I don't know how to do? Is that something that you can do as well?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I said, we usually don't say no. If I don't do it myself, we have someone who does do it. Matter of fact, we just finished a house not too long ago where it needed just a list of things, water heater repairs, it needed to do painted, it needed sheetrock repairs. And we basically just took like the punch list that they had and went through and took care of everything for them.
Okay. So, but these investors maybe that are buying these for lack of a better term, abandoned homes, that maybe they're buying them way under price and they need $20,000 worth of work. That's kind of your ideal client, is to say, we'll go in and make it ready for you to turn or make it ready for you to rent.
Yeah, that's what we do. We make it R2R, ready to rent.
Ready to rent. And tell us a little bit about what separates your company from, there's obviously other companies in the metro Atlanta that do a lot of what you do and reconstruction companies and whatnot. Tell us a little bit about what separates your company from the rest.
Well, one of the things that the real estate industry always prides on is that everything needs to be on time, and that there's always, especially with the banks and property management, they have time limits to get things done, and we always make sure that we hit our marks on getting those things turned in on time. And that's something that I've found that a lot of the other companies haven't been able to do. We've had a couple of our clients actually have to come and turn to us because they've had these jobs to try to get done, and no one could get them done on time. They'd turn to us to, we'd have, job turned over in 24 hours for someone else that was taking, a week to do.
You got a house you're trying to get sell, especially in this market, having a quick turnaround on those things is a big deal.
Absolutely.
What are some of the, you talked about curb appeal being one of the main things, working on the outside of the house. What are some of the most common things you're seeing on the inside of a house that's needing to be repaired besides the broken windows you mentioned?
Besides the broken windows, one of the other things actually is the house will stay closed up for a really long time. And so there tends to build up a mold dust. And it's not like you would see like a leaky roof where there's like a lot of black mold growing on the wall. But when you walk in, it just seems kind of dusty, and that's a mold. Mm-hmm. It's not just settlement of dust, and that seems to be one of the other big problems.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, the more things stay closed up, home needs to breathe. I've always said it's kind of like a living organism. It needs
right.
to breathe. It needs people in it to which is why we have people renting houses in 30 days, because
yes.
we need to have people in them. Same thing with cars that sit. They seem to rot in the front yard.
That's right.
So houses can do the same thing. So typically, if somebody's giving you a job, how long is your turnaround time to say, yes, we're going to get this? And I realize it depends on the list. But if somebody's giving you a task of things to do, you say typically within 30 days we're turning around houses, or typically within a week, or general project time frame is.
Well, like you said, our lists go from, you know, little small 20-minute projects to, you know, 3-day projects. But most of the time we usually have anything that we get turned around within 7 days.
Okay.
That's a maximum.
That's a big deal for a real estate agent.
Yes.
David, tell us a little bit about what you love most about what you do.
You know what I really like, because I'm not looking at the same thing every day. I get to go out and spend time on the job and seeing new things. I get to be creative sometimes with some of the things that we can come up with to do to the houses, and that's something I think I really like a lot.
Cool. It sounds like you're on the site a lot of times, but you have a team. Is you're not just you out there. Yes. Tell us a little bit about your team and who all you have going out there helping the folks in Atlanta.
Well, we've got about 4 or 5 different crews that we use, and every single one of them are up to par. We make sure that, you know, they're licensed and they're insured, and every single one of them, you know, they have background checks and everything. So they're a really, really good group of guys, and I've worked with most of them for a very long time.
Okay. And now, if you could narrow down to our listening audience, what defines OFL? We talked a little bit about what separates you, but if you just say, here's what OFL preservation is and does, give our listening audience a narrow down of what you do.
OFL preservation is maintenance and property preservation at its best, the quickest and the fastest and the best quality.
Very good. Now, our listening audience wants to learn a little bit more information about you. How would they go about getting some more information?
We have a website. It's oflpreservation.com. And you can also just give us a call at 404-805-9195.
Very good. You've been listening to Squawk Talk, where we talk business to business. Special thank you again to our guests, David Garrison from OFL Preservation.
Thank you.
And Scott Jacquet from Crown Realty and Management. Well, thank you both.
Thank you.
I'm Kate Skirmerhorn with Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration, taking care of all your floor cleaning and restoration needs. To listen to this show and other Squawk Talk broadcasts, go to squawktalk.businessradiox.com. Until the next Squawk Talk, remember, when you're ready to get the job done right, set the eagle in flight.